listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, February 9th. Joining me by phone this morning, Diane Alber. She's the president of Missouri Lutherans for Life. Diane, welcome to His Time.
Thank you.
Great to have you on the phone with us today, talking about Missouri Lutherans for Life and some upcoming events with Missouri Lutherans for Life. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with Missouri Lutherans for Life this year.
Well, the most exciting thing, I think, is that we're running a contest, an essay contest for grade school and high school from grades 6 through 8 and 9 through 12. This is actually a national contest, so every federation, every state in the United States that's affiliated with Lutherans for Life runs their own contest, gets their own winner, and then they compete against each other. And at the national conference, then all those winners are the winners of the two categories get to read their essay contest in front of the entire convention attendees. So it's pretty exciting.
Wow, that is exciting. What are we looking for? What are they writing on this year?
Well, they use the conference theme, and this coming year, it is Here We Stand, and we're using the Bible verse of Ephesians 6. Verse 13, therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. So they write their essay with, of course, a life theme, so they can, their topic is not necessarily dictated by us. They can choose to write about abortion, the handicapped, infanticide, cloning, stem cell research, physician-assisted suicide, euthanasia, any topic that is within the life issues venue.
Wow, so a broad range of topics. And
yes.
This certainly encourages our young people to give great thought to sanctity of life and spend some time putting that into words, articulating it themselves, and doing some writing.
Right. So I was going to say that we encourage... We've asked teachers to do this in their classroom. That way they can talk about it, and they can make some decisions before they're in a position where they have to make a snap decision. And we've also encouraged pastors to use this as their confirmation essay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we asked the pastors or the teachers if they would please use the rubric that we send along with the essay contest, and ask them to choose their best essay and send it in to Missouri in a Word document. So it's just pretty exciting. In grades 6 through 8, we ask them to submit essays up to 400 words, and 9 through 12, we ask for up to 750 words. So they have to kind of think about it carefully and limit their thoughts.
And I see in the newsletter, the Missouri Lutherans for Life newsletter, you've included some more information on how this will be reviewed, how the essays will be assessed as well, which is very helpful.
Right. Yes. Because mm-hmm. then if it's a teacher, they can explain it, and if it's a student, they can look at it and see what we're asking for. This is also open to homeschoolers.
Mm-hmm.
The criteria is you can enter if you're a Lutheran or you're going to a Lutheran grade school.
Very good. And when do the essays need to be submitted?
They need to be submitted in Word by February 29th, and they send it to the Lutherans for Life address of Missouri. So it's LFLOFMO@gmail.com.
All right. Well, very easy enough. So yeah. It should be a document, a Microsoft Word document sent to the Lutherans for Life of Missouri, LFLOFMO@gmail. So LFL of Missouri, FMO at gmail.com.
Yeah.
And that needs to be in by February 29th. And and awards will be selected for grades 6 through 8 and an award for grades 9 through 12 as well, correct?
That's right. They'll each get $100 as the winner of Missouri. And then they go on to the national. And if they win in the national, we would choose those probably by the end of May, And then the grand prize is $250 from National, plus a free conference registration and two nights in the hotel. And this year, the conference will be held at St. Michael's Lutheran Church in Bloomington, Minnesota.
And that's coming up in October, right?
Yes, at the end of October, October 22nd, 21st and 22nd.
So the grand prize, the national winner gets to go to the national conference, Lutherans for Life conference at St. Michael's Lutheran Church in Bloomington, Minnesota. And I got to attend last year's national conference. It was a great event, a lot to be learned at these events, and the fellowship and visiting with one another is just great as well.
Yeah, and last year Missouri had our winner was from Missouri for the elementary school, Miss Hannah Nissing from Emmanuel in St. Charles. And you can go to the webpage and actually hear Hannah reading her conference at her essay at the conference. And so you just go to Lutherans for Life and click on conference, and then there'll be a part that says video, and you can click on that, and it will so you could actually hear the winners if you wanted to hear what kind of quality we're looking for.
Sure, that's great. That's wonderful. Now, other events going on with the Missouri Lutherans for Life this year?
Yes, we have our annual meeting is coming up on April 16th, and we're going to have that at Salem Lutheran Church, and it'll be from 9:30 to 1. And our speaker this year is Reverend Michael Solomink, and he's the new executive director. So if you haven't met him, this would be a great time to be able to do that in a small venue. And during that time, where our theme is for this April is created, redeemed, and called. And so it's a good time to hear Michael Solomink in a small venue. And we're also collecting baby items to make layettes for seminary and or their new babies. Mm-hmm. That's something that Missouri does every year. So last year we ended up making with a Thrive Action Team grant, we were able to make 33 layettes. So we were pretty excited about that.
Why is it important for us as Lutherans for Life to support families, especially as they welcome new babies into their families?
Well, it's always so new. Families are so stressed at that time. And if they have a lot of support, they're stressed. But if they have no support, then some bad things can happen. And so we would just like to support new families, new babies, so that there's less stress. Mm-hmm. Even sometimes just having people know what you're going through, mm-hmm. and just that small gift of a layette hopefully is something that will help them.
Exactly. Having that support and knowing that this life, this little life, is an important and valued life, and we
right.
support you in raising that, raising up that little person in the faith. And we're grateful when our brothers and sisters in Christ can gather around us and support us in that way as well. I know as a parent, that was certainly encouraging to me and my wife as we welcomed our child into the family, and so grateful for the support that we have from our church families and from our families. It's so important to have that support during that time.
Yes, and I think it's a little unexpected, too, to have to get, for instance, at the seminary, to get a layette from somebody you don't even know who's thinking about you and praying about you.
Absolutely. And we're grateful for our seminarians who are studying and preparing to serve the Lord. And the seminary, Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis, has a life team that works diligently to provide some great learning opportunities and fellowship here in the St. Louis area.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and there are several other life teams and several life chapters that are working and providing different things for people to get involved in and to learn from.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit more about the Missouri conference that's coming up, the Missouri Lutherans for Life. That's coming up in April, right?
Yes, and it's going to be held at Salem Lutheran Church in Blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll start at 9:30 and go till 1. So it will include lunch, and there's just a small cost of $10 just to pay for things. And so during that time, we'll hear Michael Solomink, and we'll actually make the layettes that day. We'll have everything all laid out and gift bags, and people will go around and be able to make a layette. And then we'll have some caring and sharing of what works and what doesn't work, because we have a few new groups that are forming in the St. Louis area. And then we'll have fellowship over lunch. And so it'll be over about 1 o'clock. And then after that, the board of Lutherans for Life of Missouri will have our board meeting. And everybody, of course, is welcome to stay, but not required.
Now, this is coming up April 16th. That's a Saturday, April 16th,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Saturday, April 16th, and that's at Salem Lutheran Church, 5180 Parker Road in Blackjack or Florissant. Mm-hmm. And do we need to RSVP or register for the event?
Yes, that would be good. If you could use that same email address, lflovemo@gmail.com, and RSVP by April 12th, or you could call me at 314-631-9240.
Very good. 314-631-9240. You can call Diane Albers to register for the Missouri Lutherans for Life conference, our annual meeting coming up in April, April 16th. Or you can contact her via email, lflofmo@gmail.com. And again, collecting items to make layettes for seminary families. What are the types of things we're looking for to collect?
Well, we like to include onesies in three different sizes. So a pack of onesies in 0 to 3 or 3 to 6 or 12 month sizes. Mm-hmm. And we like to include an outfit of some kind, size 6 months, and some sleepers, size 6 months, socks, receiving blankets, diapers, and then anything else you'd like to throw in. We include sweaters, blankets, small toys, you know, baby wash, shampoo, packages of wipes, diapers, nail cutters, anything mm-hmm. that a baby might need, you could bring.
Well, that's a great idea. Thanks for heading that up and working with others here in Missouri to support our seminarians and support life as well. Looking forward to the April meeting as well. You can meet Pastor Solomink there and hear him speak, which is a great opportunity. You might recognize his voice. He leads our morning and evening prayers here on Worldwide KFUO as well. So we're grateful
for a great voice, doesn't he?
we're grateful for his support in partnering with Lutherans for Life. Diane, thanks so much for being our guest this morning here on His Time.
Well,
great to talk with you.
God's, yes, thank you.
Thank you. God's blessings on your service as president of Lutherans for Life, Missouri Lutherans for Life. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. Hope you can join us as we head to Springfield, Virginia. We're going to study with Pastor Pedro Lopez at Nueva Vida Lutheran Church. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.